GC at a little bit after 5 with Rob Conrad. Scott Terry is here with a news update. What's the latest on that plane crash we've been hearing about?
Well, Rob, the Coast Guard is still searching for the wreckage of a Cessna 185 float plane. I have more from Coast Guard spokesman Joe Gibson.
We're still searching for the wreckage of a float plane at Point No Point. And pilot point for the plane.
It's 5:02 at the King. If you're driving home, stay away from Highway 520. Here's Veronica.
Volumes are heavy on northbound I-5. At Metro Transit, I'm Veronica for King News.
Copper concentrate and fish do not mix. I'll have that story next here at the King.
When you're driving down the road and you're leaning on a curve and your car's moving smooth and it shows a lot of nerve.
Nordstrom.
Dead fish are floating in the Nisqually River downstream from where 8 railroad cars filled with copper concentrate spilled into that stream. Dan O'Leary of the Department of Fisheries explains their priorities.
Our main concern, long-term impacts of this stuff.
About 600 tons of the concentrate fell into the river when a trestle collapsed, throwing cars into the water about 20 miles south of Tacoma. The 3-year battle is over for a 12-year-old Chicago Cubs baseball fan who didn't know he was dying of cancer until he heard it broadcast nationally while he was watching his favorite team play. Scott Kroll of Chicago suburb of Calumet City died in an Indiana hospital today. One of Scott's greatest thrills turned to tragedy earlier this month when the Cubs star Bobby Mercer promised to hit him a home run. As Scott watched the television game, a sportcaster who was unaware the boy didn't know of his impending death told the viewing audience about Scott's terminal condition just after Mercer hit the promised home run. Well, you may find it cheaper in the near future to fly to Hong Kong and Tokyo. Trans International Airlines, which calls itself the world's largest charter airline, today announced plans to introduce no-frills Skybus flights from New York, Chicago, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Oakland. They say the one-way fare to Hong Kong or Tokyo could be as little as $239. You'd fly in a DC-10, and the money would even include a meal or two. But drinks, movies, and stereo headphones would cost extra. This all, of course, must be approved by the Civil Aeronautics Board and the governments of Japan and Britain. That's expected to happen in the near future. CAB spokesman Alan Pollock tells what they'll be looking for before the CAB grants their approval.
Whole economic service.
Guess who's back in the news? Well, how about Patty Hearst?
According to the Ladies' Home Journal, Jack Bayo, New York.
The King County Council this afternoon approved a 17-year lease, which will let the Seattle Supersonics move their basketball operations into the Dome, beginning with the 78-79 season. The vote on the lease, after several hours of mostly technical debate, was 7-2, with only Council Chairman Mike Lowry and Councilwoman Ruby Chow opposing the move. The Sonics told the council that the 14,000 seats available in the Coliseum aren't enough to support their coach and player payroll, which runs better than $2 million a year. So it looks like the Supes are moving to the KING Dome. In the Dome tonight, the Mariners are in town. They take on the Cleveland Indians in a doubleheader that begins at 6:35 tonight. Our newsroom number here at the King is 223-5246.
At SRO Seattle 7th Avenue Theater.
It's 5:09 at the King. The latest way to learn the ins and outs of economics is right on your TV set. You can even earn college credit for watching. Find out how by calling North Seattle Community College at 634-4663. It's going to remain cool and cloudy with some occasional light rain tomorrow. The high tomorrow will be around 65 degrees and our low tonight around 55. That 10% chance of rain that we had all day increases to 60% tonight and 70% tomorrow. Right now it's 71 in Everett, 68 in Tacoma, and 70 in Seattle. You're up to date with King News, and now Rob Conrad with more King Music.